Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria. Now here's your host, Victoria Gaither.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for taking the time to join us tonight on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of your show. We have a fantastic young lady who is going to be coming on in a few seconds to talk to us tonight. Her name is Sharon Phillips, and I met Sharon through a very good friend of mine, Cheryl Woods of Mom Our Best on Facebook. And Sharon basically has her own company. It's called P3 Solutions, where she focuses on helping small businesses dealing with design and marketing. So I have been talking about this on Facebook that she is going to be on here, as well as my other social networking sites. And what's important that I want all of you to know is a lot of the information that she is going to give you tonight in terms of small businesses, businesses actually pay for this information. So I'm excited that she is going to be here, and she is going to provide that information on At Home with Victoria for our listeners for free, and it's not going to cost you anything. Plus, she has a very special discount that she is offering tonight for first-time customers. So with that said, she is on the line with us, and we're going to go ahead and bring her into the conversation. Just very happy that she is here. Sharon, thank you so much for taking the time to be with me tonight.
Thank you for having me, Victoria. I'm excited.
Well, I am excited, too. So in a nutshell, I know you do a lot with small businesses, and I know you do a wide range of things with small businesses, but kind of give us an idea of what you do to help small businesses.
I do a plethora of things. I market, event plan, and I do a graphic design for small and medium businesses. I developed P3 Solutions in 2006, and I think that marketing, event planning, and design go hand to hand. So I do a lot of graphic design. I do a lot of counseling with small and medium businesses and freelancers on how to market, interesting ways to market their business, interesting ways to put together event planning, and definitely different types of materials to promote their businesses.
Well, and you know, I am just sitting here thinking and having the opportunity to, in my television career and still today, to interview people that have businesses. And one of the most important things that all of them always say to me is that, you know, if you don't have a good marketing plan or a good marketing strategy, then that's not going to help your business. And in some cases, you know, you just simply aren't going to go anywhere at all. So talk a little bit about how important it is that you sit down with the professional, or maybe not with the professional, but you find out what your marketing strategy is to best maximize customers.
Oh, absolutely. You definitely want to think about, most times I find that my small and medium businesses want to get in business and make money right away. I want to make money right away. But you have to figure out a couple of things. First, you need to figure out who your market is going to be, because I know that it's a lofty idea to think I want to market to everybody, every woman, man, child on earth, but you have to find out what's exactly your niche and who exactly you can market to. That's one thing you can do. Another thing you can do is to promote your business often. So the way you can do that is to figure out what services you offer and what can you offer different than, say, your competitor. So it is important, Victoria, to sit down with a professional or someone that's knowledgeable in marketing and figure out what it is that you can offer as a business to customers and which customers you want to offer either your products or services to. After that, you definitely want to think about your brand. Brand is definitely important when you're about to sell a product or a service. So you definitely want to think about what you look like, who you're going to promote to, and you sit down with a professional, and they definitely can tell you, well, hey, you want to market to this segment to maximize definitely your products and services, and then you grow that way.
Now, I'm also thinking when you talked about marketing, something that has changed in the last 4 or 5 years that has come along that has changed marketing, I know, forever, just as in television, I've done stories on that and kind of always reading information about that, is social networking, because I feel like social networking for a lot of businesses has also sort of cut the middle person out, and that you can directly market to your target audience and who you're interested in through social networking. Talk a little bit about your experience and how that's changed marketing as well for businesses.
Oh, social networking is amazing. It's amazing. It's not only it not only gives you the ability to market to person to person or business to business, but it gives you the freedom to do it without any cost to you. But there is a right and wrong way to actually do social networking and social marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And you definitely want to have a professional presence. I feel that that is very important. In my experience with Facebook, I met Cheryl Wood, as you discussed before, and I've connected with so many people so that they're able to see my product. But I have to have something to promote in order for them to see. So social network is the vehicle, but you definitely want to have something to show.
Mm-hmm.
So I love social networking.
Yeah, and I think all of us do, because all of us certainly do benefit from it. And actually, speaking about that, I know you and probably most of our listeners heard that Mark Zuckerberg, the founder of Facebook, is won the Time Magazine Man of the Year. So I'm sure that he's excited about that, and that's a big honor, because Facebook has certainly changed the way the world is and how we interact with each other. So congratulations to him and his team and staff on that. And you talked a little bit about branding. I know branding is very important, because branding is going to say exactly who you are. And one thing that I think about when I think about branding, for example, when I think about Oprah, or I think about large companies, crests or things, when I think about branding, I think about their symbols and their logos, so that, you know, if I'm somewhere and I sort of see a symbol or a logo, then instantly in my mind I think about that company, because I'm so used to them branding. So I know branding is also important as well.
Yes, it is. I would suggest that small and medium businesses, invest in branding. Get yourself that logo. Get yourself those business cards. Get yourself that website, because you have to think as a consumer yourself. You wouldn't want to purchase products or services from someone who didn't have a professional presence. So it is important. I know oftentimes I hear my small business clients say, oh, well, I don't have enough money for a logo, or I got my business cards from, you know, my friend. No, you want to invest in your business, because you want it to build to be the best business you can possibly promote. So it is definitely important to invest. I would even say get with a graphic designer. There are many out there that would even work with you. I work with some of my small businesses. I definitely encourage small and medium businesses to definitely invest in your branding. If that's not the most important thing I can say tonight, it is invest in your branding.
Well, and you know, also I was just sitting here thinking as you were talking about that, oftentimes, as a journalist, people will give me business cards, or they will give me information and say, hey, go to my website. And what's funny about that is sometimes you can look at someone's website and you can tell a difference between a website that has been professionally done versus a website that looked like, you know, you kind of sat around and you created it yourself. And I'm not, you know, sort of knocking those people that do that, because everyone, you know, comes into things differently and on a different avenue. But, you know, as a consumer and as somebody who's looking at your product for the first time, whether it's your website, whether it's, you know, your Facebook page, all of that really does matter, because you want it to look polished, you want it to look presentable, and you want it to look like, you know, that you are a real, legitimate professional business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Another thing I definitely suggest to small and medium businesses is to promote often. Whether you have a T-shirt on promoting your business, or you have business cards, or it's a talking point, I tell my small businesses, have a 30-second line that you can easily spill about your business. Mm-hmm. That's just enough time to not overwhelm somebody, but yet wow them enough to even become interested. So always be ready to talk about your business. Promote as often as you can.
Mm-hmm. Good information, yeah. That is good information. And, you know, especially on Facebook, because something that I know a couple of my friends that have small businesses on Facebook, when I kind of jot, you know, and I have time to sort of sit down and look at different websites and look at their Facebook page, I like it, although because it always seems like they're always doing something. So in reality, maybe whatever they're doing and they're promoting that day, it may not be that big, but they're always putting something on their page, you know, once or twice or three times a day, whether it's information about a product or an article that they saw somewhere or just information about hours. And I like that because, to me, that says that, first, somebody is attending to that site. Somebody is interested in what they're doing. And it's just nice that, you know that somebody is there on the switch, so to speak, manning that page and always giving you information. So I think that's also key, that you always are out there putting information out there for your customers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No, that's okay. I guess I have one more tip. I know we have
go right ahead.
Shorter time. I have one more tip. So I was talking earlier about discovering your niche market. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that small business, you should sit down with someone or even talk amongst your friends. When I first started my business, I kind of talked amongst my friends because they are potential customers. They're friends who built small businesses. So I definitely wanted to target who I could help the most. And I realized that I was a small business. I was in the nonprofit arena for about 15 years doing marketing. And those businesses are just just like small businesses. They are trying to make money, but they need help with marketing, and marketing is very limited. Marketing is definitely a very important element in building and growing your business. So I can't stress enough my three things: discover your niche, invest in your branding, and promote often.
I like that, especially that last one when you said promote often, because that's one that I really rarely ever think about. But when you said it, I thought about my friends that do have businesses, and I noticed that they're always promoting something or putting something on their page. So, yeah, I think that one, you're right on point with that one as well. Now, also, since this is your business and you do this a lot, is there anything out there that small businesses may do that kind of irritate you or, like, that's just a big no-no that comes to your mind that you can think of?
It's lack of web presence or poor business cards. Business cards with lots of pictures, and they're kind of convoluted. You always want to put your best foot forward. And
now, what
a business
should be on a business card then?
I'm sorry?
I said, what that should be on a business card then, in your opinion?
A business card should definitely have what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Very bold, because it's a 10-second introduction to who you are. So you don't want to hide things. You definitely want to let them know up front. I do this, this, and this. I'm Sharon Phillips. That's my name. This is where you can contact me, telephone number, email address, website, and what you do: marketing, event planning, design. And then you can go from there. I would say, depending on the type of business, if you use bold colors, if you're conservative, you go with a blue color. But talk to a designer. They can help you with that. But you don't want to convolute it with too many pictures or too many frills, because it's just getting business across so that they can connect to you.
Mm-hmm. Good information. And I hope that everyone was able to jot that information down. And if not, don't forget, you can always go back and listen to the show later, and you can always download us on iTunes because we are a free podcast. So I think that's key information, what Sharon just said, exactly what needs to be on the business card. Because I know oftentimes people have given me business cards, and I've looked on there for a way to email them and it's not on there, and it's kind of like every single thing else is on the card but a way for me to actually contact that person. So I'm glad that, you did mention, you know, the importance of what to actually have on the business card. Now, just to, switch subjects, not really subjects, but just to switch gears a little bit, because I always have to be mindful of that time with producer Michael Kay, who is producing the show tonight. You also teach as well. So tell us about teaching, what you do, and also tell us about some of these young and bright students that you get to teach. I'm interested in that.
Oh, thanks. I teach at Trinity University. I'm an adjunct professor. I'm an adjunct communications professor, but I also teach marketing and entrepreneurship. I teach traditional students, and traditional meaning first freshmen. I also teach graduate and non-traditional students, people that have come from the workforce that have come back to school. So with that, I've learned so many things. Teaching PR, marketing, and entrepreneurship is one, because it's my passion to help people, to encourage people. So my students are definitely sponges, and they're listening to all my tips. And I love it, love it, love it. So I talk about marketing in every aspect of communication, but I also definitely emphasize customer service. I do believe in customer service. If you build loyalty and trust, you'll have you'll grow your business, and you'll have customers forever. They'll come back. Maybe they'll go away for a little while, but they'll be back. So you build loyalty and trust with customers, and have excellent customer service, and they won't leave you.
That is absolutely awesome. Now, talk a little bit more about your students. So what I'm excited about is, I know you've got some sharp students there, so definitely you are putting out some intelligent, smart kids and adults who are masters of marketing and public relations and what you're teaching them.
I'm hoping I do. You'll be surprised, Victoria. They come in very shy. They know that they might want to do something, but they leave my class wanting to do something, feeling encouraged and motivated. So by the end of my entrepreneurship marketing class, they have their marketing plans together, getting ready to build their business plans. I've had students who want to have jean lines and vitamin lines and lotion and natural care products, and they've gone out and they've built businesses, and they've come back to me and thanked me. So just as I do, I give out these tips and to my clients, I do that with my students, and I'm happy to see that they're growing.
Yeah, that must be very, very rewarding for you to do that, and the ones that come back and are successful and say, hey, you know what, thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. That must be absolutely just wonderful to have that great feeling.
It is. It is. It's having a great feeling with the students and also my clients, too. I really do appreciate and want to help my clients.
Well, and for those of you that are just joining us, I am having a great conversation. I've been so looking forward to this. Sharon Phillips is visiting us tonight on At Home with Victoria. She is the founder, president, and a lot of other things with her company that she started called the P3 Solutions. And she is on Facebook, so you may want to go on there and add her as a favorite, because I do like what you do on your Facebook page. You always have information and sort of quotes of the day that are very inspiring, mixed in with other things that are going on with yourself. And I like that mixture of that. So also, you do a blog as well, or are you still continuing to do the blog to give out just, you know, general information?
I want to. I promised to start the blog back up in September, but got so many clients that I got lost in that. But January 1st, I'm going to bring back I Am the Customer, and it's a blog about customer service. I talk about various things. In the past, I've talked about tipping, where to get discounts, all about my trials and tribulations with customer service, because I think that we're losing that element of customer service in our business, and that is what I provide differently from my customers, clients. Sure, you can go to another designer, another marketer, and maybe get a nice design, but You may not get the customer service element that I'm going to do. I'm not going to nickel and dime you. I'm going to help you grow, and I'm going to tell you things that's going to save you money and help you grow your business at the same time.
That's wonderful. It's funny that you talk about customer service because Michael Kay and I were talking about that yesterday. We spoke about it because one of the guests on the show, Kimberly Ann of Sweet Waxations, was on At Home with Victoria, and she has this fantastic discount that she still has going on now, and she put it on my Facebook wall. So if you still need some Christmas ideas, check out the Kimberly Ann Sweet Waxations. But Michael basically ordered pretty much all of his Christmas gifts from Kimberly. And he said to me, he says, you know why I did that? He says, because she provides wonderful customer service. And he
wow.
talked about that, although, you know, he only went there to order candles, that, you know, that she included a card and she included all these other things in there with this personal touch that wasn't a part of it and that she didn't have to do. So I thought about that when you said that, because we were just talking about that and how important customer service is. And speaking of customer service, I know that you do have a wonderful offer that you are offering folks out there and listeners to At Home with Victoria. So I'll let you go ahead and tell everybody what that is.
Sure. So for everyone listening to the program tonight, they can get $25 off any event, marketing, or design service. But you have to contact me while during the duration of the show. So either via Facebook. If we're not Facebook friends, it's Sharon, Sherron Phillips, or you can email me at fphillips@thep3solution.com. And I think it's already typed in the chat room, but I'm not
yeah.
sure.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, and also I am not inside the chat room right now, but I know that Michael Kay has your website in there and all of your information. So if you are interested in following her, and especially I recommend that all of you make sure you check out her blog come January, because I've seen a little bit of it and I liked it myself. And that was one thing that another reason why that I wanted you on, because I think that's a great public service that you do in writing that, because it really gives good information. And I know for a fact that some of that information, as I mentioned at the top of the show, people actually pay people like you and companies to come and give them that information.
Yes.
So I want to thank you so much for being on. I told you that 20 minutes was going to go by very fast. You gave a lot of good information. And please come back and visit us again, because I know you've got more information. So whenever you've got anything exciting going on or you want to talk about, you know where to find us.
Thank you so much for having me, and I really appreciate this. This is a great venue, and I listen to you all the time now, Victoria. Thank you. I'm glad Cheryl introduced us.
I know. We all just love Cheryl Wood, don't we? She's just fabulous. Oh,
absolutely.
You know what?
Absolutely.
You know what? Don't hang up yet, because I would certainly be remiss if I didn't say I want to thank you for the flyer that you did. So everybody who'd been asking me about the flyer, this is the young lady who did the flyer, the one that you did to promote that you were going to be on the show tonight. And I wanted to tell you personally that I love it. And one thing that I loved about it, it was very modern, but it had a nice edge to it. And
thank
I like
you.
That sort of artsy sort of edge to it. So that was very, very, very well done. And thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take a bow.
Thanks
well,
again.
Listen, thank you so much for being on. You have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Okay, thanks, Victoria. Talk
All
to
right,
you soon.
Thank you so much. And again, I got one last quick interview that we are going to do right now. And this is a boutique that somebody suggested to me on Facebook. It's called the Bombshell Boutique, and they've got some really, really, really cool clothes and accessories. And Darren Stewart is going to join us tonight to talk a little bit about that, and she is actually a customer. So I asked her if she would be kind enough to come on and talk to us. So I'm hoping that she's on the line. So we'll go ahead and see if we can get Ms. Stewart on the line to talk to us a little bit about that. Ms. Stewart, are you with us?
Actually, no, it's your lovely producer friend, Michael Kay. Dara's not in the screening room yet, but I just wanted
okay.
to tell you, Vic, 17, 18 people in chat. I want to thank everybody. Goofy Bone is here. Cheryl Wood is chatting up. Monique, Beautiful Butterfly is all in the chat room, and everybody's very excited and loving on Sharon.
I know. Yeah, she is absolutely wonderful. And I knew when I mentioned at the top of the show that for those of you that are small businesses, that you really should listen to the show. And as I was promoting it, because a lot of people, a lot of companies bring people like her in as consultants, and they pay for that information. So I know that she's got some really, really good information. And, again, she also is going to start that blog up again in January. So she's got just, oh, my goodness, just so much a wealth of information. And I was reading that myself when she kind of stopped doing it because she was busy with other things. But, yeah, we love her. And I hope that, you know, if you're a small business out there, Michael, that people take advantage of that. But if you don't need her services now, then don't forget that she's there, and, you know, she's certainly around. So take advantage of her whenever you do need a service for marketing or graphic artists or all of that good stuff, because she does very, very good work. In fact, a lot of the work that she's done for Cheryl Wood from Moms Are Us, and Cheryl's graphics and things and flyers always look amazing.
Absolutely. And I highly recommend her IATC, I Am the Customer blog. Read it this afternoon, Victoria. Not only is it hilarious, but really good tips on getting the most out of customer service, out of any business, being large or small. But I see someone's here now in the chat, and I think it's Dara. So let's go ahead and bring her on, okay?
Yeah. You might as well hang out with
us
and stay then, darling. We'll see if that's Dara. Is she there? Hi, Dara. You're live.
Hi, Victoria. How are you doing? Hi, guys.
I am good, sweetie. Michael K., my co-host is here. I told him he might as well stay on the air and join us as always. Darling, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So, listen, I don't know who sent me the link to the Bombshell Boutique, but all I can say is every time I see information and pictures that come down on the link from the Bombshell Boutique, it really is the bombshell. And I know you're one of the favorite customers there. So tell us a little bit about the website and why you like it so much.
Well, I like it so much because it's a lot of different things that are there, and it appeals to everyone, not just young or, you know, anything like that. It's just everybody can relate to shopping at the Bombshell. You know, there's different variety of dresses and accessories, bags. You know, I'm guilty for going there a lot, you know, shopping on my own. I'm one of the top clients, I guess. But,
I know, and that's why and that's why you're live with us on the air tonight, because you are one of the top clients. That's how we found you.
Oh, man, I'm honored. Trust me, I'm very much honored.
Now, also, talk a little bit about the accessories. Are there a lot of accessories there as well?
Oh, yes, there's definitely a lot. There's a variety to choose from. There's rings, necklaces, hair pieces, earrings of different shapes, sort, colors. I mean, a lot of fun things also, like there's this butterfly rings and have bangles to match. I mean, once you get on the site, trust me, you'll get an eyeful.
Yes, and it's very, 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 very hard to get off. So for those of you that are on Facebook, and if you're not on Facebook, all you got to do is type in the Bombshell Boutique, and I guarantee you the information will come up. The young lady who actually owns it and runs the business, I originally asked her to be on there, and she's like, oh, I'm too shy. I can't do this, Victoria, but I'll send my top customer on, and she speaks very well, and she'll talk to you and be able to answer all of your questions. But I know she had started the business because she needed some more income, and somehow that was what she decided to do, and it seems like it's working very well for her.
Trust me, it really is, and she's a great salesperson also, you know. So, I mean, this is perfect for her, and I'm glad that she did decide to do it because, you know, if she didn't, I wouldn't be able to meet her, and I wouldn't be able to get, you know, the fun stuff that I've gotten from the Bombshell Boutique. So, I
exactly.
mean, everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. Well, tell me some of your favorites on the site that you like. So if you had to give some suggestions or maybe three things to give for a Christmas present, what would they be?
Okay, the maxi dress. I own a couple of them. You definitely have to get a maxi dress. And the pocketbook with the chain. I have that one. That's great for Christmas also, because you can fold it. You can wear it various different ways.
Right.
And now we have some shoes. I don't know if anyone has really logged on yet, but, you know, there's some cute shoes there. And now we have party dresses. That's another
Ooh.
Top favorite, right? Yeah, party dresses. You know, because everybody's having a party, Christmas party, holiday party, New Year's Eve. So perfect timing for the holiday.
And actually, it's funny that you speak about the party, because Michael and I had a show the other day where one of my really good friends, Tam from Hush Boutique, that's a fabulous boutique. You would definitely love that one, too. I've got to send you the link to hers, and she's in the D.C. area, but she was talking about and giving tips for New Year's and party dresses, and sort of what to wear and what not to wear. And, you know, when you go to the office party. Michael, what was some of the information she was talking about when you go to the office party, the sort of do's and don'ts?
Well, basically, don't look like a big hoochie mama. You know, wear your classics. Don't wear... You know what I mean? Don't push all the girls up and out, because it is an office party, but don't wear your highest heels because you're going to be dancing and stuff. Try and be comfortable, be professional.
Exactly.
Remind yourself that you're in a professional venue. But I will have to say, I went on the site today, and I'm telling you, the pricing is very, very good.
It's very reasonable, very reasonable. You know, you're definitely affordable. And that's why I like going there, you know, because you could always find something. Trust me, something different.
And that was one of the things that I was also struck by, you know, was the prices, because it's one of those things, and all of us know that are listening, and you guys that are on live with me now, a lot of times you'll go to places and websites and stores and you'll see an outfit that looks very nice and the quality is good, and then you look at the price and you may be thinking, but, you know, is something wrong with it because it costs that amount of money? This is one of those sites that if you go to, you're going to look at it and you're going to say, this is crazy. I can't believe that this dress only costs that much. Is something wrong with it? But I assure you, and as Dara here to tell us, there is nothing wrong with it. She's just got these incredible prices. So the reason why I wanted her on, because I've been doing a series of shows on Christmas gifts and what to, you know, some of my favorite Christmas places, as opposed to going to your regular mall where you can go to the Bombshell Boutique and you can find something unique that you're not going to find at the mall.
Exactly.
Right, would you say so?
Definitely, because right now I'm have my eye on a certain item there, and I'm not going to see that anywhere else. And I've already had previous things that I've purchased, and I haven't seen it anywhere else. So that's the good thing about it, because I don't want to look like another, you know, twin out there. I don't want to have a twin out there. So that's a good thing. Very unique pieces, especially with accessories and the outfits, definitely.
Well, listen, you have done the Bombshell Boutique very well for coming on tonight, and I just want to thank you so much for taking the time. And you spoke very highly of the place and gave us a lot of good information. So I know for a fact that some of my listeners, if they don't get anything Christmas, I know once they actually go on the site and see it on Facebook, I guarantee you that will be one of their sites that they go to in the coming year to buy clothes from now on. I just have that strong feeling. So thank you so much for taking the time to come on. I so appreciate your time, sweetheart.
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. And don't forget, www.thebombshellboutique.net, okay? Check it out.
She, you know what? You are a great marketer. We just got finished talking about marketing, and it's just you doing a great job, Michael.
Absolutely. The girl knows her stuff, and I've got everything right in the chat room. But thanks for joining us, honey. And
Thank you very much. And enjoy your holiday, guys.
Okay,
you too.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she is absolutely sweet because, like I said, the young lady who owns the boutique was kind of like, oh, Victoria, I can't do this. I'm shy. And I said, I promise you, I said, I'm going to make it very easy for you. So she says, well, let me send my top customer there. And I said, sure. So we kind of emailed each other, and she was just so gracious and nice to take some time out of her schedule because I know she was busy to be here tonight. And just like what we talked about tonight, marketing, you know, she is a clear example of marketing and how well that the Bombshell Boutique is doing, Michael.
Absolutely. And one thing I will point out, that if you want to get great advertising, send your clients to do your promos. That is fantastic. Word of mouth is the best way to get your word out because it's a testimonial versus just an absolute ad.
Yeah.
So that was really good thinking.
Mm-hmm, that was. You know what? That's absolutely right. So whenever I need to promote At Home with Victoria, I guess I'll be sending you, I'll be sending Cheryl, I'll be sending Christina, I'll be sending Lisa, I'll be sending Linda, I'll be sending Gina, I'll be sending all of you guys out to do marketing for me.
You should consider yourself as Santa Claus, and you just send multiple Santas out to different places to ring their bells. You know, I hate to get off the topic here for a second because it's been a great show, but I went to Kmart today, and there was a person ringing the bell for Salvation Army, which I totally give, absolutely. But what I'm thinking, instead of just ringing that damn bell, You can't ring jingle bells. Like, you know, it's not that hard to tap it out. But you couldn't, like, ring a song out. You just got to have that nattering bell.
Ring the
I mean,
same
my God, thing. You just give. I know. I mean, God bless
well,
them. But I just want to
well,
go ahead
okay,
and let you know, talking about Christmas, too. Shelly Rand's in the chat room, and she's shouting out a big
Shelly.
Hello. And Cheryl Wood is doing a great job. And Goofy Bone, Purple Butterfly, Monique 66, Chantel 2000, so, and all of the guests have been fantastic.
Well,
tonight.
And you know what? And you know what? Speaking of Shelly, Shelly Rand is one of our favorite artists. And Michael and I were talking about Shelly on the phone today because there's going to be a nice, I think Santa is going to be sending something to Kentucky. Isn't that right, Michael?
Absolutely. That's the rumor.
Yeah.
So, Shelly Rand, just pay attention.
I know. I think Santa's going to be sending something your way. But I wanted to get back to the whole ringing bell thing. So today I was at the store and I gave. So here's the thing that bothers me with that, because I love giving, and a few of the television stations that I've worked for service, the television service, we also would go. So I was one of the people that would stand there and ring the bell. We would take a 2-hour shift in front of the grocery store, whatever store we were assigned to. And ring the bell. So the thing is that irritates me about that is that, like, I gave today, but I feel like if I'm out shopping, like, those guys are all over the place. I feel weird because I feel like if I don't give again, they look at me like I didn't give, and I feel like I want a sticker or something to say, hey, yeah, I already gave. Because, you know, when
Absolutely.
You walk in there, you know, like, I don't want to look cheap, but I'm saying in my mind, man, I already gave at the other store. So I just decided that I just say that now. I say, hi, you know, I already gave. And then they say, oh, thank you very much. But it was interesting when I had to ring the bell when I worked on the Eastern Shore. I was a news anchor on the Eastern Shore, and I was out there for a couple of hours. And I was starting to get irritated because people would just walk by me, and they wouldn't give. And people wouldn't know that I was from the TV station. So they would talk to me about being a news anchor and all that. But they would always leave and not give, and I started to get irritated. So I would just, like, ask people when they were leaving or coming in, hi, would you like to give? And I sort of put people on the spot, but that worked because I was like, I can't, you know, be done with my shift and nobody gave anything. That wouldn't look right for the news lady. So I basically bullied people into giving.
But that's what I do, too, when it comes to giveaways, you know, and stuff. It's like, oh, for God's sake, give 5 cents. You know, I mean, so as you're walking by, you got to pop a full of change. I can hear as you're walking, what the hell's wrong with you? But, you know, I get it, but I'm the same person, too. By the time I get to St. Jude's, prostate cancer, breast cancer, and I go to Kmart, I'm hit for that. You know, it's just like, look, I gave already.
Exactly.
All right, thank you very much.
Exactly.
Just open up my wallet, take all my cash.
Right, and that was exactly what I was trying to say as I rambled on and said that, you know, you're giving so much, you just want to, like, look, I already gave 100 times, so I'm sorry, I'm not going to give you anything, but trust me, I already gave. But in any event, speaking of Shelly, we are going to end the show because, you know, we're biased with At Home with Victoria. We like who we like, and we always promote them. So what song are we going to end the show with tonight from our lovely Shelly Rand?
We're going to end the show with Love is the Only Road, which is the from her titled CD of Love is the Only Road as well. So you just give me the word, little news lady, and we'll go ahead and play it. Once again, thanks to everybody in chat. Thank you, Cheryl Wood, for getting the conversation rolling, and thank you, everybody, for listening. And Shelly Rand, absolutely, sit around and hang around and talk with your fans in the chat room. But Vic, just
yeah,
give me the word.
And one thing that I want to say again, and then after this, Michael, you can go ahead and play it, and we're going to say goodbye. Yesterday, Shelly posted some information on my wall and Michael's wall, and we talked about it on the air,
yeah.
But you can now get her CD afterwards on, what is it, Amazon, Michael?
It's Amazon.com right now. She's launching the pre-sale.
Yes.
It should ship between January 14th and January 19th. But go ahead and pre-sell it, pre-purchase it now. It's a fantastic CD. We played afterwards
last
night.
That is one
so.
Of my, and you and
yeah,
Shelly
it's your
know
favorite,
that is
I know.
By far one of my
yeah.
favorites. Plus the other thing is Kimberly Ann from Sweet Relaxations put some information on my wall today, and she still has a discount and sale going on. So if you still need some Christmas shopping done, then check her out because, like, you know, Michael basically ordered all of his Christmas gifts, and he ordered stuff that's going to be sent to Canada, so she's doing an awesome job. I know Cheryl Wood also, I promise this is the last thing, she's still trying to pre-sell some of her books. So make sure you
Absolutely.
Check out Cheryl Wood on Facebook as well. So, Michael, with that said, please go ahead, and we're going to end the show with Shelley Rand, Love is the Only Road. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Have a great night.